Good morning. This starts the beginning of our Agriculture Committee hearing. We have one item on the file, and that is by Assemblymember Ana Caballero, AB 1165, dealing with regulatory alignment.
Can we call the roll?
Quorum.
Let's please first call the roll to establish a quorum.
Senators Galjani.
Here.
Galjani here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk present. Berryhill. Dodd. Pan.
Here.
Pan here.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Very good. Thank you very much, Madam Chair and Senators. I'm pleased to present AB 1165, which establishes the Agricultural Growth Council to ease the challenging regulatory environment that often negatively impacts California's agricultural industry. The Agricultural Growth Council brings relief to small and mid-sized farmers by bringing together the state agencies that regulate the industry, plus appointees from the legislature and the governor's office with agricultural backgrounds in order to identify and resolve regulatory conflicts. As the state works to reach laudable but aggressive climate change reduction goals, the agricultural industry faces more regulations dictating how they use water, energy, soil, transportation, labor, pesticides, and more. Farmers, ranchers, and dairymen tell me routinely that the second position hired on a farm today is a regulatory affairs manager. They say this tongue-in-cheek, but there is truth to the sentiment. With various reporting agencies, from regional water control boards to county commissioners, navigating the array of regulations is complex, costly, and time-consuming. The average agriculture business in California must abide by nearly 200 regulations, 150 of them of which are focused on the environment. Unfairly, farmers find themselves in the untenable situation where compliance with one regulation creates de facto noncompliance with another. In turn, they hire lawyers to navigate regulatory hearings, incurring more costs resulting from their good faith efforts at what should be simple compliance. Every farmer meets the same regulatory requirements, whether they're a single proprietor, family-owned farm, or a large corporate entity. Regulatory compliance costs are a common denominator that every agribusiness must incur, and so these take on a larger percentage of the revenues from small and mid-sized farms. This places an undue burden on the small and mid-sized farmer, which directly impacts their ability to stay in business in California. Losing the small and mid-sized farms under 1,000 acres takes away an economic pathway for rural residents and threatens the diversity of produce that makes California's agricultural industry so healthy. Since 2007, the number of small and mid-sized farms in the state has decreased dramatically. Meanwhile, the average farm size has increased and the acreage of land under ownership or management from corporate-owned farms has increased, trends directly attributed to the loss of small and mid-sized farms. Additionally, crop diversity diminishes and more acres are devoted to homogeneous crop types as corporate farmers consolidate operations and scale productions for efficiency and better margins. This increases the risk of a single catastrophic crop failure having a disproportionately negative impact. And with California's producing a majority of some products like fruits, nuts, and rice, an infestation or crop failure would be a food security as well as an economic disaster in rural California and for the state. AB 1165 provides a modicum of relief to an industry that is undergoing monumental change. It helps to provide safe harbor when compliance with one regulation puts the owner or farmer at risk of noncompliance with a sister agency. These conflicts would be presented to the Agricultural Growth Council, who could resolve the regulatory conflict and clarify compliance in a neutral setting. In turn, streamlining these regulations will lighten the reporting load for small and mid-sized businesses, giving them an opportunity to do what they do best, which is grow our food with more capital to reinvest into their production instead of to fines and attorney's fees. The committee made a suggestion, and I accept that, which is to accept language that permits the representative of each stated agency or department to attend to the functions of the council. And I'm also currently working with CDFA to make the bill more revenue neutral.
Thank you. Do we have any witnesses in support? Do we have any witnesses in opposition? Do we have any comments from members? We have a motion on the bill. Will the secretary please call the roll?
AB 1165, the motion is due pass as amended and re-refer to appropriations. Senators Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Berryhill? Dodd? Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye.
Do you want to put it on call for Dodd?
Congratulations, but we'll go ahead and put it on call for one more member to join us and add on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Right now.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh, sounds nice.
Wine pairing dinner at. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
I'll let you guys take this.
We need to lift the call.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, at this point, we'll go ahead and lift the call on AB 1165. Will the secretary please call the roll?
AB 1165, due pass as amended to appropriations. Senators Berryhill, Dodd.
Will the secretary please call the roll?
Senators Berryhill, Dodd.
Aye.
Dodd, aye.
Okay, that bill is out. And this concludes the meeting of the agriculture. Your work here is done.
Sorry, I'm
that's okay.